Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Come on.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death.
No, I hate you. As a producer, as a person. Not as a person.
I feel like you're projecting a little bit here. just a tad.
Oh, sorry. This is just anger. That's
vitriol.
That's displaced.
It's okay.
I think.
Let it all out. It's all right. I can be your punchline.
But I mean, what a song to come back to. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that.
Is it back on already?
I feel like you're being sarcastic, but I'm going to take it as sorry. A legit.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you already come back to J-Rap?
No. No. Hmm. No, we're back.
Well, what did I miss?
Oh, just Nick. Just Nick was decided today was
the give me some music, Nick.
Jolly day.
I was trying to bring up the spirits a little bit.
You didn't.
Well, help me. Help bring up the spirit right now. Because I just need it.
Wait, I got a YouTube ad.
We haven't got premium in here yet. Oh, give me a little volume, please.
Hey, just stay east side, Johnny Big Redemption like. Know what I'm talking about? Hold up.
Whoa, whoa,
Coach
whoa,
McGee.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You got us there.
Get out the way.
You got us there, 5-1.
He did, man.
Get out the way.
Listen, when I'm not happy with you, you know I'm not happy with you. Coach McGee's big picture, you got me there. Fellas, it's something about winning championships. You start with tournaments like this. You getting trophies at the end of a tournament, it changes the way you think. This is important, y'all. I mean, listen, I don't care what name's on it. When you go on the road and take a championship and somebody has to walk out and give your team and everybody gets to take pictures with it with an actual award that you earned, not a everybody gets a trophy kind of trophy.
Yeah.
No, you have to go take a trophy.
Yeah.
You took it.
Yeah.
You took it like you should. Good job, fellas. Whew. Good job. Coach.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen.
I'm sorry what they did to you, Coach. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry what they did.
Yeah, and we will. And listen, this second hour, we're going to open up everything, every conversation. We can still talk some football.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of football to talk. I think people are just ready for a change. And that's kind of where we're at. The streaming numbers are absolutely through the roof right now. And the reason they're like that is because for one, thank you. Thank you. I mean,
and they know what we know.
Yeah.
They know this is the moment. This is the moment where you said, okay,
I should have defended a coach that I loved more. They noticed another moment. Mm-hmm. I should have made it unacceptable at that moment.
Yeah.
Because if you don't do it as a fan, if you don't do it right now, you'll regret it for the next 15, 20 years.
Yeah. Okay, let me ask you a question. If I'm asking you, the caller right now, you the texter.
93.9 is the number, 3831, 93.9 is the text line.
If there was a change made, okay, are you going to the bowl game right now?
If there was a change
no,
made.
No. First, let me ask first. Are you going to the bowl game right now? Do you give a piss what bowl or who we're playing right now? Do you care? Do you even give a crap what bowl they're going to send us to right now? What if a change was made? Obviously, a new coach isn't going to come in and just start doing that. You know what I'm saying? Start changing things up and stuff. I understand. But a new coach wouldn't even coach the bowl game. But if a change was made, would you go to the bowl game? Would you care about the bowl game? I guarantee you'd sell a lot more tickets.
You'd sell a lot more everything.
I guarantee people would start to buzz a little bit. That's just off a bowl game that a new coach wouldn't even be involved in. There would already be a little bit of, okay, like, all right, let's see what we got.
Again, people, we're having this conversation, and I prefaced the beginning of the show with, it hurts us more than it hurts you right now. Like, we realize we have relationships with family members that are affected by this, you know, and our heart can see the big picture when sometimes the family or the friend or the loved one or the person who's who's going through their life struggles right now, like all the things, like we have thought about it, these things, we've talked about these things, we've taken the appropriate measures to say, hey, we need to respect respect this part of it, respect that part. So we've covered all of those aspects, those tributaries of this conversation. But what Steve is saying is he's holding up a mirror to you. He's holding up a mirror to your program. When I say I needed this loss so I know for sure, I needed my rival to hold up a mirror. The spirit was struggling coming into the game. I need to know Syracuse, Duke, you helped me identify what that was. We'll always be able to do that, and we'll never be able to do A, B, and C. I'm not okay with it. I'm not okay with that. Syracuse, Wake, 50-50 Virginias, 50-50. There's six teams that you're guaranteed to basically split with under this regime. Mm-hmm. There is no SEC teams that you have a shot against.
I mean, even if you did, say you went to Birmingham and beat Missouri.
I said SEC
teams. I know, that's what I'm saying. Do you care at all?
Yeah, because you cannot have you can't have goals anymore. You can't have lofty goals anymore. Again, that speech we got about speed and defensive linemen and they can really run. Last time I'll say it, it doesn't work at this level. That's on the defensive end.
I know.
Also, your psychology about pressure and three-man and four-man pass rush with nothing coming up the middle, just stunts. The quarterbacks are so much better. That's why Virginia didn't care. That's why Virginia said, hey, I don't care if you have nine guys back there. I don't care if you drop nine players. If you give my quarterback 5 seconds, I can put five wide receivers. The quarterbacks are just too good for your style, for your schemes.
Yeah.
The defensive lines are just too athletic for your schemes. Mm-hmm. Your jet sweep motion, to any defensive line athletes. They're running down Malik.
Mm-hmm.
How many times did y'all watch a defensive lineman run Malik down? It doesn't happen at mm-hmm. this. Like, so yeah, so some of these things that y'all, you're just not acknowledging, that doesn't work. And after 3 years, there's no, you can't change enough people to fix those problems.
Right.
Just,
and it's more than on the field, man. Like, that's the other thing, too. It's more than what's just happening on the field. It's more than just win-loss.
To me, it's Evan Conley still being your backup.
I think it's also just a connection between coach and fans. I mean, like, it's just, this don't work. It's not working. It's not working.
No, it didn't work.
And I'm right.
It didn't work.
And look, I'm a fan, and I want them to be good. And you know what I'm saying?
But like, you're also an educated, you know, sports person.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not just a fan.
It's like, come on, man.
Let me get to this phone line. Mike, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, guys. Look, first of all, I just want to say this real quick, Steve, is there's only one reason, whether he's coaching or not in that bowl game, that I care about it, and that's because 7-6 sounds so much better than 6-7, man, you know. So, you know, it's kind of like averaging 9.9 points a game in basketball as opposed to 10. It sounds like so much more, man, you know. But I like the over 500. But the thing I wanted to say is I want a Louisville guy. I want if Dave Ragone, Jeff Brohm, and Jay Gruden are at the top of the list, what we're doing here. I want you guys to listen to, if you didn't already hear it, listen to this All-American defensive end or defensive lineman from Michigan, Hutchinson, I think his name.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to him after that Ohio State game, man. I mean, so he says the whole time he's been there, and even though they haven't beat Ohio State, every practice, every weight room session, every game was about one thing, and that was beating Ohio State. That's all they cared about. And, you know, and he said, you know, you can look over Nebraska or somebody, mm-hmm. you know, a Northwestern every now and then, and still get by because you're training for the best team in the league, and you're training for that rivalry game. And he said, ever since Harbaugh's been there, every single session they've been through for films and weight room and everything was about beating Ohio State.
Right.
Give me one of those guys, and you can't get that unless you get a Louisville guy.
Because
these guys don't understand the rivalry unless he's a Louisville guy.
Listen,
that's all I got,
Mike.
Yeah.
I appreciate the call,
mm-hmm.
But listen, Mike. 2 points. When Mike says, people, when Mike says a Louisville guy, I saw you eye roll. I saw you people that are, I don't want to say caping because I know you care about, you know, the sport too. It's, you know, I'm not going to use disrespectful phrases, but your allegiance to Coach Satterfield makes you roll your eyes when somebody says I need a Louisville guy, right? And when I tell you it's important to have a connected guy at the program, it's because of what Steve said. All the things that take place around a program. Guys will reach out to, okay, inside information is important. It's important in your city. It's important in your university. It's important to control narratives, all this good stuff. It's the Coach Mack. Listen, I'll give props right here. People that didn't like the Dino Gaudio hire.
Mm-hmm.
We defended that come hell or high water. We said having a guy with the ear to the ESPN streets like Dino Gaudio is important when you're trying to get your program back. It's crucial.
It was.
Right?
Yeah.
So, a Brohm is exactly that. We have a guy who knows everything that's getting done behind the scenes. So, Brohm can catch your hand in the cookie jar when you're trying to flip a recruit or when you're trying to, you know, do something nefarious. You know, mm-hmm. a guy who's connected to the city, he knows this stuff before it happens. He knows what's going on. He has an inside. He has an inside guy at UK. Instead of this street just flowing one way where everybody at the top of our program is all has a UK tie. So basically, we have the potential to have all inside snitches. You know, but Brohm's here. I guarantee Brohm has some UK snitches. Brohm can start saying, hey, I'll get you out of UK and get you back home to Louisville.
Uh-huh.
You know, like that kind of attitude. You got to have that. So that's where the Louisville connection is important. Number two, it says beat Ohio State. I love your point. But the difference is when you say, okay, we can make it all about Ohio State because if you beat Ohio State, your focus is shooting. That's called shooting for the stars. You know. the closer you get, the closer you are to winning the conference, right? But here's the problem. The reason that can't apply, because Kentucky has to be the doormat for us. You know, so don't compare the Michigan, Ohio State making it about your rival, because our rival is our basement. We don't lose to them. Mm-hmm. You know, like, hey, we might not be able to deal with blah, 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 but our ceiling can't be Kentucky. Our floor has to be Kentucky. You might have a bad year, but you don't lose to them.
Yeah.
So you understand how it's a different attitude, and it's a different meaning when you talk about, no, we don't lose to Kentucky, period. You have to look at recruits that are considering Kentucky with disdain, like your other programs.
Or they better have a dang good team and get you.
Yes.
You know.
I'm not saying.
They got a good team, they get you over there.
Yeah, that can happen. But you get what I'm saying? The mentality can't be, if we beat Kentucky this year, then people are safe, you know.
The mentality going into Saturday, hell, Marcus, was if we keep it close with Kentucky, and well, then we're making some improvement. We're not even talking winning the game.
Chris, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
What's up, Naaman Rummage?
Sure.
Hey, first of all, let's give some love to our Cardinal volleyball team, number one seed overall.
Absolutely. Here comes the boom.
I had to get that one in. And I think Rummage might have more blocks on Twitter than Winthers had in the Mississippi in the Maryland game.
I guarantee it.
Very possible. Very possible.
So here's my trouble. We act like number one, like he wasn't on our scouting report. He comes out, catches the very first pass. They let the quarterback run all day long. The things that are happening now are past excuse. We're just not prepared. We're not ready to go. We're 3 years into this. If we go another 2 years, we're gonna just set our program all the way back. It's just time. And there's only one coach that we want. We got to go get him. And enough with that. The basketball team, guys. Chris Mack, welcome back home, baby.
Absolutely.
Can't wait to watch you all. Cannot wait to watch y'all. Maybe we can get Wes to play cornerback for us, because that dude defends everybody. I'll get up and I'll listen to you guys.
Appreciate the call. Chris, one point I completely, completely disagree with you on, and I lost the point. Oh, here's the point, Chris. Up until Saturday when the game ended, I agreed with you that Braun was the only coach that would be a replacement. I said that to you. After what I saw, that like again, it wasn't just that game. It was that game revealed all the things I thought may be true. That game pulled off all the Band-Aids that I put over defending, you know, a coaching staff, letting a coaching staff grow and figure it out on the clock. I did do Band-Aids, a lot of Band-Aids in a lot of spots. The game opened up the wounds. Now you see under the wounds, it's bad, you know what I'm saying? So, no. Okay, Brom is the acceptable hire, but I know that Satterfield cannot be the coach here.
Texter from Bullitt County, that's funny. They did beat our rear ends, didn't they?
Listen, even if Brom,
sorry,
if Brom went to LSU tomorrow, my mind wouldn't change one bit. And I can listen. And here's the thing: I can look into every family member and every kid, and I'll say, I know you don't like this conversation. Mm-hmm. I know you don't like this. Right? But kid, family member, this is the best for your child. This will be the best for your child.
Yeah.
And if your child ends up somewhere else, it was still the best for your child in this situation.
Absolutely.
Because the lack of development in 3 years is bad for your child. It's bad for the program. We have everybody has mutual gain here. The lack of emphasis for the other skill sets of your child, whatever position they play, it's not good. This has a resume of having 3 to 5 playmakers who are going to get all the stats on this team. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else is not going to develop into NFL caliber players.
No.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely not.
After 3 years, Evan Conley is your quarterback. Y'all saw him. He was not a functional
Power 5 quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
We watched all these quarterbacks go down all over the country. The backup quarterback play was bad, but not Evan Conley bad. Not Evan Conley bad. Mm-hmm. And if there were Evan Conley bad, they only played one quarter or one or two quarters, and then they were on to the third. No, we keep on trotting Evan Conley back out here.
Yeah.
And again, combine that with putting Malik in the position he did. It's just, yeah, like I said, I don't have the time to explain to you how many areas are just so egregious that it's not even a difficult mm-hmm. conversation. Plumber Chuck, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Oh, sorry. John, fire away, my man.
Hey, guys, I just want to give another perspective on the J.J. Weaver recruitment. I know y'all have heard of it in Pelissero's Pizza, and we had a lot of recruits come in there. We had J.J. into the place. He got there. They're supposed to be there at noon. Came walking in at about 20 after with a graduate assistant. And I forget Petrino's son-in-law, who is the defensive line coach. He shows up 15 minutes later. Coach Petrino never came. And the whole time they were there, Vince came in, and Vince talked to him for a little while. But the whole time they were there, J.J. and his mom sat on their phones and just ate some food, sat on their phones. And, I mean, they didn't smile the whole time. It didn't look to me like they were putting a big press on them.
John, were you listening to the show earlier when we played the J.J. Weaver sound?
I listened to it, yeah.
So for him?
That's what made me want to call in. I mean, Petrino never came, and I was, you know, I wanted J.J. Weaver.
J.J. said he didn't come because Petrino left.
Right, I understand, but this was before Petrino was fired. This was during a recruiting trip. We were called, the stage area they have there. They wanted to reserve that for him. Coach Petrino never came. There's a big basketball game.
Oh,
Coach Petrino never came, and his son-in-law was there with his wife and kids, sitting on one couch, and Weaver was on the other.
John,
so they talked, but it wasn't a big.
No, John, I appreciate the call, but John, your alternate perspective is going in the exact opposite direction of what the kid just told you. And one of the biggest wins that kid will ever experience in his life, he just told you. He not only did he say, I went to UK because Petrino left Louisville, but he said Petrino was all about the kids, all about the in-state. He was all about me. That's what he just told you out of his own mouth. This is what I'm talking about when I say connected Louisville guy. Because it's easy to say, hey, that what you just said, your perspective on that is, yes, moms and kids sit and look at their phone. That's what you do.
I do it during the show.
It's what everybody does. So that's like what you just did was a narrative. That was an anti-Petrino narrative. And that anti-Petrino narrative is sitting at home watching Bobby Petrino 1 year into being in the FCS win FCS Coach of the Year. Because you didn't fight for him, and you did that narrative when Petrino was here. You know what else you did? Let's make it. I'm not intentionally making this uncomfortable, but what I'm saying is true. I need you to acknowledge the energy you had and lack of concern, lack of empathy, when Steve and Marcus said, hey, y'all, Coach Petrino is fresh off of a Heisman Trophy campaign, off of this, off of that. He knows this staff doesn't want him here. Oh, and by the way, he just lost his father. Bobby Petrino just lost his father. Bobby Petrino, we knew the stories. Bobby Petrino, marriage was ending. We knew the story. And it hurt my feelings, the lack of empathy we had, even during the season. Listen, end of the year, okay. Hey, 2-10, you're out, we're out, okay. But Steve and I went through a whole season of, I don't care. You got to fire. No matter what, you got to fire. Hey, guys. Hey. Listen, I applaud your savagery for saying, okay, even if you had a family issue, even if you had, you know, these things going on, you got to fire Petrino because 7 games is not enough. You remember that, Steve. Mm-hmm. You remember 7 games wasn't going to be enough for Petrino. 7 games was not going to be enough for Petrino going into his 2-10 year. 7 wasn't going to be enough, Steve. Mm-hmm. With his father passing, with his family life, you know what I'm saying? Because you didn't appreciate his nepotism. Mm-hmm. We lived through this, y'all. So, I'm not going to make you hypocritical here, you know, by failure to separate the product, you know, the product, your coach, your connection with the city that you killed Coach Petrino over, you know, your connection. No, you killed him with connection over the players. You are offended that the players don't go to his office. Right?
Or was that a lie?
Good point. Who we got up next, Nikki?
Plumber Chuck.
Plumber Chuck, fire away, my man.
What's going on, guys? Hopefully you had a good Thanksgiving.
Indeed.
Hey, I'm sorry that guy's father died. No, so that's to begin with. Second, I watched the whole game on TV. In the third quarter, what I had a problem with was, and you probably discussed it, I didn't want to listen to the whole show, but Malik was in there, the game was a total blowout, and he almost got hurt again. So, you know, the game was over, and I know this backup guy, them two garbage touchdowns at the end, I've seen what Charles point is on Conley, not quality material, so... Yes, go after Brown if you can get him. But this is Louisville. We can get anybody we want. This isn't a Mac school.
If we have commitment.
Like that. If you can't get him, go for the next best thing. And Vince needs to start listening to people. That place looked terrible after the third quarter. Mm. Everybody was gone except UK fans. So I hang up the list. Y'all have a happy holiday. I'll talk to you.
Listen, Plumber Chuck, I appreciate it. Nikki, I kind of want you in on this one. Just give me a side eyeball.
Yeah,
okay.
What's up?
Plumber Chuck on this one, he helped bring up another point. Oh, Plumber Chuck, a particular play Plumber Chuck didn't like. Okay, would you say that I am a sports morality guy? The unwritten rules. Oh, you sound terrible.
Oh, do I?
Okay,
is that better?
It's a little robot.
Yeah, sorry, okay. I was a little pitchy there for a second. All right, yeah.
Sports morals.
Yeah,
that touchdown, that Stoops and Kentucky scored against Georgia, mm-hmm. to the pit of my stomach.
Yeah,
and I held back nothing on that one, Steve. I did not think that could be rivaled.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, you're losing by 40 points minimum. There is 3 minutes and change. You have the ball at your own 40. You got Evan Conley in there as a backup. It's 3 minutes to go in the game. He has mercied the hell out of you in every aspect possible. You're on your own 40, and instead of giving him the football back and let him run his third string out there so they can get some photographs, let me get a drive in Cardinal Stadium because I may never play again. Instead of letting him clean out his bench of offensive players, mm-hmm. and get my guys in here so they can have this footage, you went for it on a 3rd and 8 from your own 40 instead of giving him that ball back. He's kicked your ass up and down this field all day long. You go for it with Evan Conley. You don't. You have no chance. That play was dead from the start. You don't get the first down. He sends his players out there in a full run package, maybe one wide receiver max. He runs a slam to the right, 40-yard touchdown, untouched.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
I am ashamed. I am ashamed that you went for that on 3rd and 8 on your own 40. That is unacceptable in football. You give him that football back. He earned it.
He earned the right to close out this game how he sees fit, and you earned the right to have to watch and have your team see who's still willing to fight on your team. That's what you do. You go learn about your team. But what you don't do is try to steal a 3rd and 8 from your own 40 to see if you can get another point on the board. You lost this game. There's 3 minutes left. You're down 40. If you don't know how shameful that is in football and in sports, you don't know what the
I was taking a swig of water, but I had you there. You're good.
He said, I had you.
That was the most embarrassing moment. That of all that game, you that was so embarrassing, Steve. I don't understand anybody who sees it different and says, but again, maybe that's just the sports morality police in me. But they earned that. They earned that right. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad that 40-yard touchdown by that UK player went exactly like that. Untouched. Your team, I mean, just dog died, laid down. And they deserved it. And there's a piece of me that hoped that our players knew that, knew the rule. Coach, our defense should not be out here on our own 40-yard line. That ball's supposed to be down there at the 20-yard line. We punt that ball from the 40.
Yeah.
You punt that ball goes down, it gets on the 20-yard line, and we effort to make them go 80 yards. Because the coach of Kentucky was not going to try to score with a touchdown. But when you went for it, he said, okay, guys, give it to him. It was a shameful thing. Joel, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
What's up, fellas? First off, been out of pocket for a couple weeks. My dad passed away.
Sorry to hear that, man.
So that's kind of what's been going on with me. So, I do want to say condolences to Sat and his dad and all that, because it's been real rough the last 2 weeks. So I can kind of see where he's at there. But you know, the thing that was crazy, Mark, and we've obviously talked about these games all year, is like I laid my dad to rest on Saturday in Tampa, get home thinking, all right, I get to watch Louisville, Kentucky tonight, man. I hope, you know, and Steve, you said this too, and I think you're right. I was at least hoping it was going to be a competitive, fun, at least close game. But never in my life, man, or I'll say since I've watched Louisville, Kentucky football, I've never turned the game off before the game was over. And that includes 2018, Petrino's last year.
Right.
That's included a lot of blowout. The first drive of the third quarter, when we had the ball first, the first drive, and then we had the punt, I turned it off. I didn't watch the rest of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And that told me right there where I was at with Satterfield. I think at the end of the day, and I'll leave it at this, guys, is that, and we've said it multiple times throughout the last year and a half, it's just not a fit. It's just not a fit. And there's so many things we can go down the list of why and things we've seen. It just doesn't fit. You got to make a move if you want any excitement at all from this fan base to go into next year. And, yeah, you're right, Steve. The bowl game, who cares? I mean, it's time to make that chapter, turn the chapter, and move on. But, again, my condolences to Sat. And sorry I've been out of pocket a couple of weeks. It's been pretty rough for me, fellas.
Indeed. Yeah, and condolences to you. Yeah, and the family, like I said. I tell you what, I'll take that last commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville.
It's 2 a.m. Here it's gone out. screams in my head. Wrapped up in silence, all circuits are dead. Can I decode? My whole life spins into a frenzy.
Welcome back to Smith Days with Marcus Maven. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I giggle at this moment because I'm heated. And I shouldn't be heated. Because temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you agree, then DFH Company is the company for you. Just dial 968-6222. Or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the studio, for your hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Before I go into these 2 points, you want to add anything else, Steve?
Nope.
Fair enough. So, 2 points that I must get to. I will try to dismount with a little bit of basketball, but here's the thing. I feel like today is definitely the most important day of setting the stage for where what direction our program goes in. So you have to pardon me if I sound overly passionate.
And I don't want to sound like we're not like really excited about what happened on that basketball court.
Right.
I am thrilled, but this is a
program saving.
Program might go in the tank type thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like yes.
This is some pressure needs to be put.
Yeah. I don't even want to call it pressure at this point. Just like competent decision making is of the utmost
from importance. The sounds of things, though, it's going to need pressure to make a choice that's competent
at this point. But at this point, if pressure is needed, then incompetence is on display.
Well,
just go with that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I will make this point. This is the moment of a couple of people. Because while people who are real fans of the program, true supporters of this program, right? Mm-hmm. It's almost like a battle going on right now. Today is the first day of this battle of a certain person or a couple of people. Now, Louisville fan, Louisville supporter, Louisville, I know sports fan, you know, like the heart and soul of your fan base is going to be in a competition right now. And I want to say a war. The war is against this person, a couple of these people, the neutral, right? The neutral, because you know what the neutral does? Neutral says, I give him another year, right? Because the neutral's not invested, right? The neutral is not invested in a 10-year, in a 5-year, you know, plan. The neutral can go 2 more years and not enjoy football, and then three, and then finally get another coach. And then the neutral can say, oh, well, let's spend a couple of years seeing what this guy does. That neutral is deadly to this program. That's a poison pill. A stronger poison pill is the fake neutral. Now, the fake neutral is really enjoying this. The fake neutral is enjoying this, and they're going to root for Satterfield. Right, they're gonna. Oh man, y'all are crazy. Oh, you got. Oh, what about when he did this? What about when he did that? That guy is even more dangerous, because he's enjoying this, but he's gonna talk to you like he thinks Satterfield is the right fit for this situation.
Absolutely.
So you know that guy. It's like he's extremely dangerous. That fake neutral attitude that says, "Oh, I mean, you're overreacting on the Satterfield thing." I mean, he beat Duke, right? You know, like that guy can talk you into thinking that what Satterfield has done hasn't shown us. This is not for you. Okay? There's a third person that's extremely dangerous. There's a neutral. There's a fake neutral. And there's the personal benefit person. Right? There's a lot of those. What I mean by that, personal gain mm-hmm. person is the parent. It's the parent is the cousin, is the nephew, is the coach that it's the high school coach that has a good relationship with the staff over here and quite possibly wants to be working with this staff. So they want to show everybody, hey, look at me, I'm defending this staff to improve their position with the staff. You know, because listen, this is a coaching staff. We all have families. A player who may start on this team has 10 family members. I want my son or my nephew or my niece or I want my son, nephew, or cousin to start at the University of Louisville. I don't want to shake up this thing. My guy plays. This is all perfect. I don't want a new coach coming in and my guy loses his spot or the hierarchy changes, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's personal gain, guy or woman. Hey, man, I'm cool. Listen, I'm cool with Satterfield and his people. You know, I know where they, you know, work at. I'm cool with the, you know, with staff. I got to keep them in position, right?
Mm-hmm.
I listen, you know. Anybody who has something to gain through their relationships with the program is dangerous right now, because to you, you're hearing all the quality things. This is why Steve and I have enjoyed our positions at this radio station so much, because we have no strings attached other than we love what we do here with the University of Louisville. So when I say these moments are harder for us than they are for you, we have nothing to gain by saying, Vince, this is DEFCON 5. You know?
Mm-hmm.
We are going to make, okay, when we criticize the program, we make it difficult for the program. Because we have public trust, consumer trust. And we have a reputable name for, you know, for doing the right thing towards the university. Person who has something to benefit through relationships with the university and is willing to do that with their narrative, they'll kill your program for their own personal gain. I mean, you've seen it. You've seen it. Somebody gets their hooks in a player and they defend their favorite player like it's going out of style.
Mm-hmm.
Then you find out, that guy you're always defending comes and eats at your restaurant, or you know somebody that's dating them, or you have something directly to benefit from. That's why you bite everybody else's head off who criticizes your favorite guy. Those people with something personal to gain and their personal interest over the program interests, these are the people you're going to be at war with until this move is made. So there's that. There's going to be another conversation that comes up. It's one of the last conversations we'll have today, you know, or the last fixes. Normally, I'm a guy that says, okay, what are the fixes? I don't point to the issues. What are the fixes? Right now, you will hear a fix, the reason I'm talking about this fix is because I respect it. I respect your passion on this fix. You say recruiting. Recruiting versus development is what I answer with that. There is nothing that you can do in recruiting that would help this team in the next 2 years. I mean this in the most respectful way possible. There's no defensive line talent in this scheme that would change that outcome for at least 3 years. It's impossible. Your offseason of the last 2 years brought us to this game. Your 3 years here, this was a 3-year development product that you put on the field. There's not another recruiting class that you could have that changes this outcome. And this is a fact that you have to face before you even waste your breath saying recruiting will help this product. Recruiting always helps, but it won't change these outcomes. That defensive scheme, the way football is approached in this staff, will not give the fruit of wins. It just won't. It won't. You know it. I know it. And those three people, those three kinds of people that I named, they know it too, but they don't care because their interests don't align with yours. If you are the true Louisville fan that says, I do what it takes for my program to excel as a national brand, as it has been since you can remember. As always, 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. I do appreciate everybody for joining us today. YouTube channel is Made for the Ville. Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.
This is Lamar Jackson, and you're listening to the home of the Ravens in Louisville, 93.9 The Ville.
Time now for an ESPN Louisville Sports Center update.
Good morning. I'm Nick Palvano of the Sports Center Update, brought to you by BJ Heating and Cooling. Call the experts you can trust, bjheatcool.com. It's a three-peat for UK in the Governor's Cup. The Wildcats defeating U of L 52-21 for their third straight rivalry win. UK's Will Levis wins the Howard Schnellenberger Award for Governor's Cup MVP after scoring four TDs on the ground. The Cats, they end the regular season 25th in the AP poll. Coach Satterfield gave props to the UK quarterback postgame.
I think they probably ran a quarterback more tonight than what they normally run their quarterback. I think that was probably a big difference. And, you know, something maybe they saw on film where they felt like they could do that, you know, to get him loose. And, you know, which ultimately, you know, four touchdowns was a huge impact on this football game.
The Cards, they finished the regular season 6-6. What's next for them? Brett B. Murphy has predicted the Cards will face Auburn in the Birmingham Bowl. U of L volleyball, they win the ACC title and finish the regular season undefeated after topping Notre Dame this weekend. They're the number one seed in the NCAA tourney and will face UIC in the opening round Friday at L&M Federal Credit Union Arena. On the hardwood, U of L men defeated Maryland 63-55 to win the tournament in the Bahamas at Baja Mar. It was a weekend of impressive board work, said Coach Mike Pegues postgame.
Well, we got 15 offensive rebounds against a really tough physical Mississippi State team. And I challenged those guys today before the game. I said, we got 15 the other day. Can we get more? And we got two more. How about that? We got two more. 51-25 is unbelievable. If I don't remember any other stat, I'll remember that stat for the rest of my life. If I never become a head coach, I always remember the fact that we out-rebounded a Big Ten team 51-25.
Chris Mack returns. The Cards return to action against Michigan State Wednesday. U of L women, they top Colorado State on the road 71-56. National Football League, Colts fell to the Bucks 38-31. Bengals defeat the Steelers 41-10. Lamar, he had four picks, but the Ravens eke out a 16-10 win over the Browns.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.